Good morning. We're going to stay right here so you don't go crazy walking back and forth watching me between these things. So, another thing I'll be patient with because I'm not used to standing at a podium. But anyway, today we celebrate the feast of the Corpus Christi, or the body and blood of Jesus. And as we come to celebrate this, it's the only time the whole church year where the opening prayers and the other prayers are directed to Jesus Christ instead of God the Father. Because the reality is, and the Mass we have now is really taken, it was written by St. Thomas Aquinas. And the reality is that this is the time we focus on the reality that Christ shows us and reveals to us the Father, and that this God of love just wants to be with us, huh? That here is, God is more than just becoming a man for us. This same God fulfills His promise that, lo, I am with you unto the end of time. That our Lord Jesus Christ, our true God, is present among us physically. And what a great blessing that is, especially for our church, when you figure that we're the only church in 13 counties of the Diocese of Erie that has perpetual adoration. We have, got the front doors of this church, I wanted to make it specifically, I wanted the glass doors so that people, if they could not get into our chapel, even in the middle of the night or when the doors are closed, the church is locked, that they could sit outside our windows and be able to see Christ. Because 24 hours a day, of course, we have a light on the tabernacle. So that person knows that God is doing everything in His power to want to be with you and me. But the question is, do I do everything in my power to show I want to be with Him? Yesterday I had a wedding that was supposed to be here, but the bride came in this week and cried. We had a lot of crying of brides this week, as you can imagine. And so it's been kind of like, let me tell you. Anyway, in the midst of it, so we had a hurry up, and I called Father Dedish, and I says, John, could we have a wedding at your place? And I called him on Wednesday for this past Saturday. And so we went next door to Sacred Heart, which was always fun. And so we go next door, and the guys in there that was in this, it was one of my old kids from prep from about 12 years ago who I married, and he had all these prepsters in his groomsmen. And as I sat there, and one of the kids grew up and he got like all these tattoos, and he's a tattoo artist now in here, and he has his long black hair with a ponytail with different colored stuff in, and he had two earrings in each ear, and he had a big earring or lip ring or something over this. And I said, son, you are very scary. And he says, well, it's about time, Father. You scared me for 4 years. This is my chance to get you back. And I said, you little pagan. But when I was sitting there and I would scare the kids, one of the realities is I did that on purpose. The kids used to come, and every day I'd have coffee and donuts or bagels and that for the kids. And as the kids would come up, they'd always stop first, and they'd say, someone would stick his head in about 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning and say, Father, have you had your coffee yet? And if I said no, they said, okay, we'll come back, Father, in a bit. Because some people say I'm not a morning person. Can you imagine? Other people say I'm not a day person either. But anyway, that's all beside the point. So they'd come in, and every day they'd all come up, and they'd come up to get the coffee and the bagels and the donuts, and I'd sit there and I'd get on, I'd be in one of my moods every once in a while, which happens a lot, and I would sit there and I'd say to those kids, gentlemen, do you want to go to heaven? Yes, we do, Father. Why do you ask that question? I says, because every day you'll come up here and come to my office to get your coffee and your donuts and your whatever it is, and to get into my office was right next to the chapel, to get into my office, they had to pass Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. And you think any of them would ever once to stop in there and see Him and say, Jesus, I love you, and then come in to see me. Or the people who were in the halls, there they are, kids there, freshman hall, they're all there. And I'd sit there and say, gentlemen, Jesus is right there physically waiting for you. And you can't come and stop and be with Him for a second, just 2 seconds. Jesus, I love you. You can't do that. I said, what do you think the day happens when you drop dead? This is where I'd scare them. And Jesus says, hey, I'm going to give you what you want. And every day I waited for you, and you wouldn't even come up to see me. So I'll give you what you want. And it sure wasn't me. I'll give you your will forever. What about us? Could we prove that we love and we believe in Jesus Christ in the Most Blessed Sacrament because we go out of our way to be with Him? We stop throughout the week. We either do a holy hour, if we hear, we have a commitment of a holy hour, or we can't. There's 32 Catholic churches in the area. 32. That's 32 tabernacles. And so when you and I, remember my grandmother, she had that ditty, every time I pass a church, I stop and make a visit. So when the time comes when I'm wheeled in, you know, in a casket, he won't say, who is it? Is that what you do when you pass a church? Do you stop and make a visit? And if it's locked, do you bless yourself? Do you stop in the chapel? Is there something you do to prove that at the end of your life, you prove by the way you lived that you want to be with Jesus forever? Because you went out of your way for him on earth. The way the God of the heavens goes out of his way and leaves heaven and waits for you and me right there in the Blessed Sacrament, right next door in a chapel. And he's here just because he wants to be with you. Do you want to be with him? Then prove it. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Okay.